继续给《史记》祛魅话题。
Continue to use the seam or cairn to seduce topic.
是鸿门宴的真相。
The truth of the Yellow Gate Banquet.
鸿门宴的起因。
The cause of the banquet at the Yellow Crane Gate.
我们要从巨鹿之战说起。
We should start with the Battle of Gorgaemler.
项羽刚刚打赢了巨鹿之战。
After Zhang Yu won the Battle of Julnu,
正在庆功和休整。
Celebrating and resting.
这个时候
At this time,
前方突然传来情报。
Suddenly information came from ahead.
说
Say,
刘邦偷塔成功，已经进了关中了。
Liu Bang has successfully breached the tower and entered the city.
秦王子婴
Prince Ying of Qin
白衣
White clothes
白马手捧玉玺
White horse holding a jade seal
跪在路边
Kneeling on the side of the road
向刘邦投降了
Surrendered to Liu Bang
项羽正在跟秦军的主力决战
Yuan Shao is fighting against the main force of the Qin army.
刘邦趁机窃取革命果实。
Liu seized the opportunity to seize the fruits of the revolution.
项羽一听就急了。
Wendy, upon hearing this, immediately became anxious.
巨鹿之战结束的时间是公元前207年的七月。
The Battle of Gorgaemler ended in July of 2017 BC.
刘邦十月就打进了关中。
Liu Bang entered the Guangdong region in October.
然后项羽的40万大军在11月。
Then the 400,000 troops of Zhang Yu were in November.
也就是一个月之后攻破函谷关。
That is, to break through the Han Vui Pass within a month.
一路杀到了临潼新丰寨的细水河边。
We killed our way all the way to the narrow river at the outskirts of Lintong, Xinfeng Village.
细水是渭河的一条小支流。
The small stream is a tributary of the Wai River.
这个地方曾经是秦始皇陵的陵邑。章邯的70万驻陵大军
This place was once the spiritual base of the 70,000 army of Ling Yishang Han, the main force of Emperor Qin Shi Huang's mausoleum.
应该就住在这里
Should stay here.
现在这里改为项羽的40万大军的军营。鸿门宴和随后的西夏分封就发生在这个地方。
Now, this place has become the site of the Battle of Hegemonic Gate and the division of the Sui Dynasty, where 400,000 troops of the army of the King of Chu were stationed.
但是按照项羽本纪的说法
However, according to the biography of Yan Yu,
巨鹿之战结束的时候
When the Battle of Thermopylae ended,
项羽正在庆功休整。
The Chu army was resting in the palace.
突然收到了一封刘邦阵营的左司马曹无伤送来的密信。
Suddenly, I received a secret letter from Cao Peng, a member of Liu Bang's camp, who was supposed to be the left-hand assistant.
这封信里说
The letter says that
刘邦就要在关中称王了。
Liu Bang was about to establish his kingdom in Guangzhong.
他要让秦王子婴做他的宰相。
He wants to make Qin Prince Ying his prime minister.
现在刘邦正在咸阳城里搜刮财宝和美女。
Currently, Liu Bang is searching for treasures and beautiful women in the city of Xianyang.
所以你赶快来，来晚了。
So you came late.
就都是只剩下人家吃
It's just that everyone else is eating.
剩下的了
The rest.
于是项羽在一个月之后攻破了函谷关
Then, after a month, Zhang Yu broke through Hangu Pass.
入关之后就放话要杀了
Once you've entered, you'll start talking about killing.
刘邦。
Liu Bang.
刘邦一听，立刻传话说。
Hearing this, Liu Bang immediately spread the word.
他要登门请罪。
He is going to come to apologize in person.
消除误会。
Eliminate misunderstandings.
项羽招待刘邦的酒席。
Zhang Yu hosted a banquet for Liu Bang.
就是鸿门宴。
It was the feast at the crossroads.
两个人一见面。
Two people meet.
刘邦赶紧说。
Liu Bang quickly said.
他其实一分钟也没有想过要在关中称王。
He actually didn't think about winning the championship in Guanzhong for a minute.
他的工作其实是在为项羽做开路先锋，打扫卫生。
His job is actually to be a pioneer in clearing the way for Ying Zhang.
看守财务。
Accountant.
就等着迎接项羽入关。
Just wait for the arrival of the Han Dynasty.
项羽立刻接受了这套虚伪的谎言。
Yuan immediately accepted this false lie.
然后随口就出卖了。
Then he sold it off without a second thought.
曹无伤说都是因为曹无伤给我写了一封信。
The financial advisors are talking to me because they wrote me a letter.
所以刘邦从鸿门宴回家之后。
So, after Liu Bang returned home from the Hanbang banquet,
第一件事情就是杀了叛徒曹无伤。
The first thing is to kill the traitor Cao Luosheng.
这个就是我质疑项羽本纪的第一个地方。
This is the first place I questioned the biography of Yan Yu.
我认为曹无伤被杀。
I think Cao Luosheng was murdered.
不是因为通敌。
Not because of treason.
而是他必须为刘邦背锅。
Instead, he had to take the blame for Liu Bang.
左司马是仅次于右司马的高级将领。刘邦的军队刚刚得到了一笔泼天的富贵。
Left general was the second highest ranking general in Liu Bang's army, and his troops had just received a windfall of wealth.
曹无伤
Cao Luosheng
他作为高管
as a manager
这个时候通敌没有理由。
There is no reason to betray at this time.
我认为真相是不是这个样子的？
Do you think this is the truth?
刘邦入关之后
After Liu Bang entered Guanzhong,
最要紧的军事部署就是接管函谷关的防务。
The most important military deployment is to take control of the defense of Gangqiao Pass.
曹无伤就是把守函谷关的司令。
Cao Luosheng is the commander in charge of guarding the Gugong Yuan Pass.
可是曹无伤的部队没有守住函谷关。
However, Cao Wu's troops did not defend the Hangu Pass.
项羽一看
Seeing the situation,
刘邦居然阻挡他入关。
Liu Bang actually blocked his entry.
于是就放话说要杀了刘邦。
So, he said he wanted to kill Liu Bang.
所以刘邦一见面就跟项羽说。
So, when Liu Bang met with Zhang Yu, he immediately said,
全是曹无伤个王八蛋。
All of Cao Wenxian is a bastard.
平时飞扬跋扈。
Used to be arrogant and aggressive.
这次是自作主张。
This is a matter of personal choice.
阻挡你入关
prevent you from entering.
回去之后
after returning,
我就把他杀了，人头我给你送过来。
I killed his head and sent it to you.
所以函谷关失守才是鸿门宴。
So, the loss of Hong Gate was the real battle of Wanmen.
真正的起因
the real reason.
范增一听刘邦这套说辞太假了。
Fan Zheng listened to Liu Bang's words and thought they were too insincere.
于是他就反复摸他胸前的这块玉珏。
So he kept touching the jade goblet in front of him.
意思就是让项羽下定决心杀刘邦。
The meaning is to make Zhang Yu make a firm decision to kill Liu Bang.
以绝后患。
To eliminate the possibility of future problems.
项羽当然能看明白。
Of course, Yan, you could understand.
范增反复摸玉珏是啥意思？
What does it mean that Fan Zeng repeatedly touched the jade pendant?
那他为什么没在鸿门宴上杀刘邦呢？
Why did he kill Liu Bang at the Hemen banquet?
因为项羽的政治理想就是恢复西周的封建制。
Because Yin Wu's political ideal was to restore the feudal system of the Western Zhou dynasty.
十八路诸侯
18 princes.
拱卫的中间的周天子
Yuwa Wai's middle-level emperor.
他想当周天子
He wanted to be the emperor of the weak.
要是把十八路诸侯都杀了
If I could kill all the 18 princes,
那他就是秦始皇了。
That's Qin Shi Huang.
刘邦后来不就是这么干的吗
？Didn't Liu Bang do the same later?
刘邦不做周天子。
Liu Bang did not become the emperor of the Zhou dynasty.
刘邦要做秦始皇。
Liu Bang wants to be like Qin Shi Huang.
所以项羽必须留着这些诸侯王。
Therefore, Yan Yu had to keep these feudal kings.
这个才叫封建。巨鹿之战的时候
This is when the feudal giants clashed.
各路诸侯盟军一律都做壁上观。
All the armies of the various factions must make the wall a barrier.
没有一个下场的，跟美国打西朗是一样的。
There is no way to defeat the West.
等项羽赢了
Once Yue Shen wins,
他也没有清算
He didn't clear it.
赵王歇殃
Cao Wang, the king of Zhao, was defeated by Yan.
赵王臧荼
Wang Zhangtu.
齐王田荣
King Tan of Kai.
这些诸盟友反而是带上他们一起进关中去开分赃大会。
These allies, however, decided to bring them along to the capital to hold a meeting to divide up the spoils.
项羽的思路是这样的。
The strategy of Yan Wu was like this.
瓜分秦朝的土地。
Divide the land of Qin.
人口财富。
Population wealth.
这是慷他人之慨。
This is to be generous.
而自己却可以白白地落得一个慷慨大度的好名声。
And yet, he could easily gain a reputation for being generous and magnanimous without any effort.
而你们这些猪队友的好处
And the advantage of your teammates
全是我项羽赏给你们的。
These are all the rewards I gave to you.
所以你们应该懂得说
So you should understand.
谢谢。刘邦现在连滚带爬地赶来。
Thank you, Liu, for coming so quickly, even though you're in a hurry.
赴鸿门宴。
Attend the banquet at Hongmen.
把秦王子婴和整个关中都奉献给项羽。
Dedicate Prince Ying of Qin and the entire Guanzhong region to Zhang Yu.
所以他选择了原谅刘邦。项羽是真心的反秦。
Therefore, he chose to believe that Liu Bang and Zhang Yu were truly opposed to Qin.
他非要公开地处决秦王子婴。
He insisted on going to Ziying for public execution.
目的是要彻底断绝秦始皇后裔的血脉。
The purpose is to completely cut off the bloodline of Qin Shi Huang Yi.
然后火烧咸阳宫。
And the Hanyang Palace was burned down.
大火三个月不灭。
Three months of raging fire.
这是有组织有计划的。
This is well organized and planned.
彻底铲除秦始皇的政治遗产。
completely eliminate Qin Shi Huang's political legacy.
然后捣毁秦始皇陵的地面建筑。
Then demolish the ground buildings of the mausoleum of the first Qin Emperor.
这也不是抢劫。
This is not a robbery.
而是政治迫害。
Instead, it was political persecution.
再说刘邦，函谷关一失守。
In addition, when Liu Bang lost the Hangu Pass,
刘邦立刻就从咸阳退守到了霸上。
Liu Bang immediately retreated from Xining to the area around Bar.
沛公军霸上就是刘邦驻军霸上。
The army of Pengel was stationed in Baishan.
霸上就是白鹿原。
The area around Bar Shang is the White Lake Plain.
白鹿原就是西安城。
White Lake is Xi'an.
东南俯瞰西安城的这么一块高地。
A high vantage point overlooking Xi'an from the southeast.
如果鸿门宴谈崩了。
If the banquet at the Yellow Crane Tower fails,
刘邦就从白鹿原往南穿越秦岭走。
Liu Bang was about to cross the Qinling Mountains southwards from Beiyu Mountain. 5.
弯道逃出关中。
Escape from the prison.
刘邦当时就是从这条道进来的。
Liu Bang had indeed come in through this road.
所以沛公军霸上就是一只脚在里一只脚在外的骑墙的姿势。
Therefore, Pengong's army was in a precarious position, with one foot on one side and the other on the other, essentially in neutral stance.
鸿门宴就是刘邦最宝贵的一次外交努力。
The Han Banquet was Liu Bang's most valuable diplomatic effort.
因为谁让他没守住函谷关呢
？Who let him fail to defend the Hangu Pass？
项羽本纪把鸿门宴说成是项羽杀刘邦的唯一的机会。
The biography of Zhang Yu portrays the banquet at Hanmen as the only opportunity for Zhang Yu to kill Liu Bang。
而且转瞬即逝。
And fleeting。
这个不对。鸿门宴最重要的一项谈判成果。
This is not the most important outcome of the negotiations at the Gate of Yan.
项羽本纪一字未提。
The biography of Zhang Yu does not mention a single word.
但我们完全可以推断出来。
But we can completely deduce it.
就是刘邦交出关中，接受项羽的带有惩罚性的一个册封。
It was Liu Bang surrendering the Han Dynasty to Ying with a punitive aspect.
因为他犯错了嘛。
Because he made a mistake.
那么如果项羽后悔了。
So if Yan Wu regrets it.
鸿门宴上面。
On the day of the banquet at the Yellow Crane Gate.
他后悔了。
He regretted it.
事后他跟范增复盘，认为必须杀刘邦。
Afterwards, he discussed with Fan Zhang and concluded that Liu Bang must be killed.
其实他完全有机会可以在西夏分封的大会上把刘邦杀了。
Actually, he had the complete opportunity to kill Liu Bang at the Westward Division meeting.
就是说鸿门宴之后。
That is to say, after the banquet at the Yellow Crane Gate,
他俩至少在西夏分封的大会上又见过一次。
They must have met again at the West Zir Division ceremony.
所以鸿门宴绝不是他下手的唯一的机会。
Therefore, the banquet at the Yellow Crane Gate was not the only opportunity for her to take advantage of.
刘邦从鸿门宴上逃跑的原因。
Reasons for Liu Bang's escape from the Hanmen banquet.
其实是因为项庄舞剑。
It's actually because of the sword of Zhang.
项庄舞剑是范增安排的。
Sire Zhang's sword dance was arranged by Fan.
刘邦一看，就跑出来上洗手间。
Liu Bang saw that he ran out and went to the bathroom.
然后说穿西拉裤子上了。
Then the pants were pulled up.
必须回家换裤子。
You must go home to change your pants.
这理由上帝来了也没话说。
This reason is so absurd that even God would have a hard time defending it.
然后刘邦又派张良留下来。
And Liu Bang also sent Zhang Liang to stay.
送给项羽。
Give to Ying.
一对白璧，又送给亚父范。
A pair of white jade pendants were given to Uncle Fan.
曾一对玉斗。
Add a pair of jade cups.
这都是他从咸阳宫里顺出来的。
These are all from the palace in Xianyang.
宝贝，这些东西放在今天。
These things are valuable today.
就是永久禁止出国的顶级国宝。
That is a top-level national treasure that is permanently banned from leaving the country.
然后范增一刀砍碎了国宝。
Then Fan Zhang cut the national treasure into pieces.
说项羽数字不足以。
The number of soldiers under Zhang Yu is insufficient.
预谋，将来必然要被刘邦灭掉的这个谶语。
This is a clear indication that he will be eliminated by Liu Bang in the future.
这个也不可信。
This is unbelievable.
我宁愿相信这个是司马迁自己对项羽的评价。
I would rather believe that this is actually the evaluation of Zhang Yu made by Seymour Cairn himself.
就是恨铁不成钢。
It's like saying you can't have a steel frame if you don't have iron, or you can't have a strong foundation if you don't have iron.
说下西夏分封，西。
Tell me about the westward journey.
夏分封比鸿门宴重要100倍。
The division of the kingdom was 100 times more important than the incident at Hangmen.
项羽本纪把西夏分封一笔带过。
The biography of Zhang Yu glossed over the division of land.
然后对鸿门宴大书特书。
Then I wrote a book about the Battle of the Crossroads.
因为西夏分封是项羽走的。
Because the division of roles in the play is not what the protagonist wants.
彻头彻尾的一招臭棋。
A complete blunder.
而鸿门宴是他的高光时刻。
And the Lantern Festival was his peak moment.
西夏分封的直接后果就是楚汉战争。
The direct consequence of the establishment of the Western Zier dynasty was the Chu Han War.
项羽把刘邦赶出关中。
After Zhang Yu drove Liu Bang out of Guanzhong,
想让秦岭阻挡。
Let the Kinling Mountains block the way.
他再次重新入关。
He re-entered quarantine.
然后把关中平原剁成三段。
Then cut the Guangzhou Plain into 3 sections.
让三个秦朝的降将做三秦的王。陕西叫做三秦。
Let the 3 kin generals become the kings of the 3 kin, and the area of Shaanxi is called the 3 kin.
它的源头就是西夏分封。
Its origin is the division of the Western Zier.
可是我问你个问题。
But I ask you a question.
项羽封的三秦在历史上存在了多长时间？
How long did Zhang Yu's 3 kin exist in history?
答案是只有6个月。
The answer is only 6 months.
从西夏分封。
From the west, dividing into factions.
刘邦到汉中，到暗度陈仓。
Liu Bang went to Han, then secretly retreated to Chen.
刘邦收复汉中。
Liu Bang recaptured Han.
中间只有6个月的时间。
Six months.
可是《史记》的作者就有本事让这个几乎只存在于官方文件里边的三秦，成为这块土地的永久的地名。
However, the author of the records of the grand historian had the ability to make this place, which was almost only mentioned in official documents, become a permanent name for this land.
原因无非是因为三秦这个名字几乎就是细下分封硕国。
The reasons are nothing more than that the name Three Kin is almost synonymous with the success of the Three Kingdoms game.
仅存的一个残余符号。
The only remaining remnant.
事情是项羽干的，记录的是司马迁对这次封建制的实践的怀念。
This is a record of the deeds of Zhang Yu.Which is a reflection of Seymour Cairn's nostalgia for this practice of feudalism.
司马迁把鸿门宴写成了一个充满遗憾的历史偶然性的一个旋转门。
Seymour Cairn wrote the banquet at Hunmen as a historical narrative full of regret and historical chance.
意思就是，假如项羽当时一刀宰了刘邦。
What I mean is, if Yan Yu had killed Liu Bang with one blow,
中国历史将会走向何方?
What will China's history be?
这固然很精彩。
This is really amazing.
但这种遐想有啥意义呢?
But what's the point of such fantasies?
茨威格写过一本很有名的书。
Zweig wrote a very famous book.
叫《人类星光闪耀时》，记录了12个人类历史上最著名的遗憾与悔恨的瞬间。
The Phil Humanity's Greatest Regrets documents 12 of the most famous regrets and sorrows in human history.
偶然性的事件。
Chance events.
最精彩的一段就是滑铁卢战役之中。
The most exciting part is the Battle of the Bulge.
法军元帅格鲁希在关键的时候犹豫了一分钟。
General Grouchy of France hesitated for a minute at a critical moment.
正是由于这一分钟的延迟。
This is due to the 1 minute delay.
导致了拿破仑的溃败。
Led to Napoleon's defeat.
很多人把西夏分封看作是项羽在政治上的幼稚。
Many people view the division of the Western Zier by Emperor Taizong as a childish act on the part of Emperor Taizong.
我认为我们应该直截了当地承认。
I think we should admit it directly.
自从商鞅变法和秦始皇的伟大实践之后。
Since the reforms of the Qin dynasty and the great achievements of the Qin emperor,
事实证明,
it turned out that
项羽再能，也不能把中国历史退回到春秋战国的封建割据的时代了。
Even if Yan Yu could, he couldn't turn Chinese history back to the feudal fragmentation of the spring and autumn and warring states period.
历史是个舞台，轮流的。
History is a stage where people take turns to perform.
让郡县派和封建派登场。
Let the county and fief factions come to the fore.
这就是随后2000年以来中国历史的主线。
This is the main line of Chinese history for the next 2000 years.
直到今天。史记上说秦二世而亡。
Until today, Xi Zhisheng said that Qin Ershi died.
这似乎成为了一个历史的定论。
This seems to have become a historical conclusion.
但从中国历史的整体上看
Overall, from the perspective of Chinese history,
从刘邦宣称汉承秦制到汉武帝泰山封禅
From Liu Bang proclaiming the restoration of Qin's system to Emperor Wu of Han holding the Taishan sacrifice,
其实就是秦始皇大帝的凯旋回归。
It's actually the triumphant return of Emperor Qin Shi Huang.
所以我也不同意。
Therefore, I also disagree.
有些人随口就说的秦二世而亡。
Some people casually mentioned that Qin Shi Huang died.
这句话
The sentence.